Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Mem Aleph Mabez. We're holding by the Mishnah on Mem Aleph Mabez. So says the Mishnah, Yom Tov HaRishayin Shel Chag, the first day of Sukkot, Shechal Yais B'Shabbos, if the first day of Sukkot is Chal on Shabbos, so the halacha is that at least it used to be, so they would shake the Arba Minim even on Shabbos. Arba Minim was Deicha Shabbos. However, L'maisa, there was still a problem to bring it to the shul. They couldn't carry in the Rosh HaRabim. So what did they do? What was the system? So says the Mishnah, when the first day of Sukkot fell out on Shabbos, so they would shake the Arba Minim, but Kol Ha'am, Ma'ilichen Eselveihen, Lebeis HaKnesses. Everybody, on Erev Shabbos, they would bring their Lulavim to the shul, and then L'macharas, the next day, on Shabbos morning, Mashkimen Uba'in. They would get up early, of course, Rizim Akdimen L'mitzis, and they would come to the shul, and everybody would be makir which lulav was his, and he would take it. Now, why did they have to be specific to take the lulav, which is the one that they bought? Because chachamim say that ain adam yaitze yedei chayvasoi, a person cannot be yaitze b'yomtev harishon on the first day of Sukkot b'lulavay shel chaveira, using someone else's lulav. It has to be shalchem. It has to be shalcha. It has to lachem. It has to be yours. It has to be lachem. Now the Tiferes Yisrael points out that it has to be lachem is midaraisa. It's not a din chachamim. So what's with the lashon of the Mishnah b'pnei she'amru chachamim? He says it's not shver. Sometimes even by daraisa you could have this lashon because it's a drasha from Chazal. So it's the lashon of the Mishnah is b'pnei she'amru chachamim. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, even though really it's a din daraisa that it has to be lachem, that it has to be yours. So they would bring their lulavim erev Shabbos. They would set it up, and then the next day Shabbos morning everybody would come. And when they would take their lulav, because it has to be specifically yours. B'shar yamaisa chag, however, when it comes to the other days of Sukkot, so then Adam yaitze yidei chayvasoi b'lulavay shal chaveray. So then there's no problems, a person can be yaitze with a lulav of someone else. It's specifically on the first day of Sukkot, so it has to be lachem, it has to be your own lulav that you paid for. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Rabbi Yaisi says, a new halacha, that yom tov harishon shal chag, Shechalios b'Shabbos, that on if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, v'shachach v'haitzias alulav. Let's say a person he didn't get the memo, he didn't bring his lulav to shul erev Shabbos. He forgot it was Shabbos. He just thought it was Yontif, and he brought his lulav to shul Shabbos morning. He carried it outside in the Rosh Hashanah. So on the first day of Sukkot that fell on Shabbos, if a person by mistake he forgot and he brought and he carried his lulav outside in the Rosh Hashanah, v'shachach v'haitzias alulav l'Rosh Hashanah. So the halacha is that he's potter. He's not chayiv on the haitzah, b'bnei hitziu b'rashos, because he took it out with rashos. Rashi explains, meaning that it's a mitzvah to shake the Arba Minim on the first day of Sukkot. So even though he made this mistake, it's called ta b'dvar mitzvah. He made a mistake with performing a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah to shake the lulav on the first day. Now you're not supposed to be carrying it in the Rosh Hashanah. You were supposed to have brought it to shul erev Shabbos. But being that he's tov b'dvar mitzvah, the sheet of Rabbi Yaisi is that tov b'dvar mitzvah is potter. If a person makes such a mistake like this with the dvar mitzvah, so he's potter. And therefore Rabbi Yaisi said that if a person carries a lulav outside in the Rosh Hashanah on the first day of Sukkot, so he's going to be potter. Says the Gemara now. Minani mili. What's the makar for this idea? We mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah that they were specific to take, they were makbit to specifically take their own personal lulav. Because it has to be yours. Minani mili. So what's the makar for this? That it has to be your lulav. So says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, like we learned in the Braisa. So the Braisa is going to bring two drashos. The second one is the one that we need, but we'll say the whole Braisa. The Tan Rabbanan we learned in the Braisa. So the pasuk says ulukachtem. It says ulukachtem lachem b'yom harishon pri etz hadar v'kapis tamarim v'chulu. It says ulukachtem. It says b'lashin rabim. You're supposed to take, and it says the b'lashin rabim. So we darshan from there shetehe l'kicha b'yad kol echad ve'echad. That every individual has to take his own lulav. You don't just have one person for Klal Yisrael be mighty everyone else, or just the shliach tzibur in every shul be mighty everyone else. Everyone is supposed to take their own arba minim set. It's not that one person does it for all. Now, why would you think that one person would do it for everybody? So the Meiri explains, based off of Gemara and Tainus on Daf Beis and Mabez, where the Gemara says that the reason why we take the Arba Minim on Sukkos is L'Ratzei Salamayim, is to appease Hashem, to show Hashem we're doing the right things with the water, with the things that grow based from the rain, and we're doing the right things with the water. On Sukkos we're judged for water, B'chag Nidoinin Alamayim, so we shake the Arba Minim on Sukkos, L'Ratzei Salamayim. So being that the Arba Minim is L'Ratzei Salamayim, so you might have thought that one person could do it and do it for everybody. Kamash Malon, then no, L'Kachtem, B'loshin Rabim, that everybody has to have their own set. So that's the first drush of the Braisa. Then the Braisa darshins from Lachem, it says, L'Kachtem Lachem, it has to be yours, Mishalachem, that it has to be yours, L'Haitzi Es HaShol V'Es HaGozel. You're not allowed to use the Arba Minim set that's borrowed, even though the person gave you permission. It's not yours, it's borrowed, that you're not yaitze, and you're also not yaitze with Arba Minim that are stolen. If it's stolen, so it's also, it's not lachem, and therefore you're not yaitze. Mikan amru chachamim, from here the chachamim said, that ein adam yaitze yedei chayvasai b'yayim taif harisha in shalchag, that a person's not yaitze his mitzvah on the first day of Sukkos, b'lulavai shalchaveirai, with the lulav of his friend, unless he gave it to you as a matana, so now it's yours. Even though you didn't give money for it, he gave it to you as a matana. But now in Chayshe Mishpat, it's completely yours. So you could be yoytze if someone gave it to you as a matana. But it has to be yours, it has to be lechem. Mikan amru chachamim, that a person's not yoytze with a lulav that isn't his. Now that we mentioned this idea of a matana, so says the Gemara, Umaisa, we learned, we have a story, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, these four great Tanoim, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva, Shahayubayin v'sfino, they were one time traveling on a boat, and apparently it was Sukkos. V'lohaya lulav, elul Rabbi Gamliel belvad. The only one that was able to get his hands on a lulav for the trip was Rabbi Gamliel. And even that lulav that Rabbi Gamliel was able to get, he had to pay for it 1,000 zuz, an incredible amount of money. And we'll see the significance of this momentarily. So he had to pay 1,000 zuz for it. Nadlei Rabbi Gamliel v'yatzabai. So first day of Sukkos came, Rabbi Gamliel took the lulav and he was yotze the mitzvah with the Arba Minim. And then v'nasnei l'Rabbi Yeshua b'matana. Rabbi Yeshua didn't have a set, so we gave it to Rabbi Yeshua as a matana, so that Rabbi Yeshua could be yotze the mitzvah. It has to be lachem. He gave it to him as a matana. Not like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua then, he performed his mitzvah. V'yatzabai. V'nasnei l'Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah b'matana. And he gave it to the next one in the list. He gave it to Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah as a matana, so he could be yotze the mitzvah. Not like Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, he took it, v'yatzabai, he fulfilled his mitzvah. V'nasnei b'matana l'Rabbi Akiva, and finally he gave it to Rabbi Akiva. Not like Rabbi Akiva, v'yatzabai, and Rabbi Akiva took it, and he was yotze the mitzvah, he fulfilled his mitzvah with this same set. And then v'hechzirei l'Rabbi Gamliel, and then he returned it to Rabbi Gamliel. So now says the Gemara, Lamali Lameimar, so that's the story. So we mentioned the story just to show this idea that even though it has to be Lachem, as long as someone gives it to you as a matana, you're Yaitse, and only if he gives it to you as a matana. If he just gives you Rishus to use it, you're not Yaitse. Sha'ol is not Yaitse. But if he gives it to you as a matana, then you're Yaitse, and like we see from this story. But now the Gemara is just gonna pick up on two nuances in the story and just try to understand what the Pshat in these nuances are. So says the Gemara. Number one, Lamali Lameimar Hechzirei. Why in the story is it significant to mention the fact that Rabbi Akiva gave the Arba Minim back to Rabbi Gamliel? Why is that important to know? So says the Gemara, Milsa Agav Orchei Kamash Malan. The story is coming to teach us something on the side, that Matana Manas Lahachzir Shema Matana. That it wasn't stam that Rabbi Gamliel gave it as a present, a full present to Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua to Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah to Rabbi Akiva. It wasn't that they gave it as a present. It was a matana amanas lahachzir. Rabbi Gamliel gave it as a present for all of them to use it, but only amanas that eventually he gets it back. And so that's why the story mentions that at the end, Rabbi Akiva gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel, because he had to. Because it wasn't a full matana. It was a matana, amenas, he made a tanai, that he gets it back. He wants it for the rest of Sukkos. Rabbi Gamliel wanted it for the rest of Sukkos. So he only gave the matana, amenas lahachzir. That's why it mentions that Rabbi Akiva gave it back to Rabbi Gamliel to point out that this wasn't a regular matana. It was a matana, amenas lahachzir. And it's kamash malon, that a matana, amenas lahachzir, is considered a full-fledged matana. Meaning you could have said that maybe if Rabbi Gamliel gives it to Rabbi Yeshua as a matana, amenas lahachzir, so then when Rabbi Yeshua is using it, it's not really called lachem. Because being that he has a shibut to give it back to Rabbi Gamliel, you might have thought that that's not really called a real matana. Maybe that's still not really called lachem. Kamash Malon de Braisa, that no, this case was a case of matana amenas lahachzir, and still it worked. It was considered lachem. A matana amenas lahachzir, shma matana. Kihad amar Rava, like that which Rava said. Rava came later, but Rava pointed this halacha out, that if a person says to his friend, hey lucha esrog zeh, you take this esrog, I see you don't have an esrog, you want to be yaitz of the mitzvah, so take this esrog, amenash etachzi reuli, on amenash that you give it back to me afterwards. So you can have it, but on the condition that you give it back to me. So that's what Reuven says to Shimon. Reuven tells his friend Shimon, here you could take the esrog, Shimon, but you have to give it back to me. So Natlai, Shimon takes it, v'yatzabai, and he fulfills his mitzvah. So hechzirai, if he gives it back to Reuven, so then yatza, he fulfilled the tanai, and therefore, when he had it, it was considered his. However, lo hechzirai, if he doesn't fulfill the tanai, he doesn't give it back to Reuven, so then lo yatza, then he's not yatza, because Reuven only gave it to Shimon, he only gave it to Shimon, amenas that Shimon gives it back to him. So if Shimon doesn't give it back to him, so then he's not going to be yatza the mitzvah. So now says the Gemara, Lamali Lameimar Shalakhoi Balavzo. So that was the first nuance that the Gemara picked up on, was this, that in the end of the story, it mentions the fact that Rabbi Akiva gave the Arbaminim back to Rabbi Gamliel. Now the Gemara is gonna pick up on a second nuance, that Lamali Lameimar Shalakhoi Balavzo. Why does the story have to mention this detail, that Rabbi Gamliel bought the Arbaminim, he bought the Lulav for 1,000 zuz? Why does it have to mention that? So says the Gemara, "Lahidiacha." It's coming to show you kama mitzvahs chavivais aleihen. It's coming to show you how chaviv the mitzvahs were to them, that they were willing to spend 1,000 zuz. So now the Aruch HaNer points out that really it should have said, the Gemara should have said kama mitzvahs chavivais alav. It should have said how chaviv the mitzvahs were on him, on Rabbi Gamliel. It was Rabbi Gamliel that spent the money. Why does the Gemara say b'lashon rabim kama mitzvahs chavivais aleihen? How all of them loved mitzvah so much. You don't see from the story that the other Tanayim, I'm sure they did, but you don't see it from the story, from the fact that Rabbi Gamliel paid 1,000 zuz, that they all loved mitzvahs. You see that Rabbi Gamliel loved mitzvahs. So ask the Aruch HaNer, why does it say kamach mitzvahs chavivahs aleihen? It should have said kamach mitzvahs chavivahs olav. So says the Aruch HaNer, he points out, he says, that what's the pshat that Rabbi Gamliel had to spend 1,000 zuz? Why didn't the Meicher sell him for less? It must be because really there were other people that wanted to pay 700 zuz, and 800 zuz, 900 zuz. The Meicher saw that it was wanted. So maybe Rabbi Kiva wanted it for 7, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah wanted 8, Rabbi Yeshua wanted it for 9, Rabbi Gamliel was the one who won the bet, he won the auction at the end, and he got it for 1,000 zuz. But you see from the fact, says the Aruch HaNer, you see from the fact that he had to spend 1,000 zuz, that it must be the other Tanayim, they wanted it for a large amount also. And now 700, 800, 900 is also an extremely large amount of money to spend for Arba Minim. So you see from here how mitzvahs were chavivahs alehen. You see how all of them loved mitzvahs. The fact that Rabbi Gamliel had to spend 1,000 zuz for it shows you how chaviv the mitzvahs were on all of them. So that's the end of the story. Now says the Gemara Nu Alacha. Amr le marbar meimar le Rabashi. Marbar meimar is told over to Rabashi, that Abba, my father, Amemar, Saluye Kamitzalibe, he used to daven while, he used to daven with it, he used to daven while holding the Arba Minim. Now ask the Gemara, Meisvei, are you allowed to hold Arbaminim? Are you allowed to hold something while you're davening? But we learned in the Braisa, Will Yoichas Adam Tfilin Biyadoi. A person's not supposed to hold his tefillin in his hand, the Sefer Torah bechekai, or hold the Sefer Torah in his arms, the Yispalol and Davin. You're not supposed to be holding something like that when you daven. It's going to distract you. You're going to be thinking about it, that it shouldn't fall, and it's going to distract you. So you're not allowed to be holding these items while you daven. You're also not allowed to go to the bathroom while holding these items, because maybe they'll get dirty. You're not supposed to go to sleep while holding them. Not a real sleep, and not even just a nap, because you might end up dropping them. Va'amer Shmuel, and Shmuel said, that sakenu ka'ara kikaru mois hare elu kiyotze behen. That all these other items, a knife and a plate and bread and money, so that's also like these, like the tefillin and like the Sefer Torah, that you shouldn't daven while holding these things because a person is going to be scared that maybe they're going to drop. And therefore you're not allowed to daven while holding these items. So the Gemara is asking, so how was it that Meimar was allowed to daven while holding his Arba Minim? L'chayra, it's going to take away from his Kavana. He's going to be scared that it's going to fall. He's going to be thinking about the Arba Minim. So says the Gemara, it's not a kasha. Hasam lav mitzvah ninu. When it comes to the Sefer Torah, the Tefillin, all these other things, so there's no mitzvah to hold them. He's not performing a mitzvah by holding them. And therefore, Rechayshish said he's going to get distracted. He's going to be thinking lest they fall. Vitaridbu, he's going to be distracted. However, hacha, when it comes to the Arba Minim, so mitzvah ninhu v'loi taridbu. So the lashon of the Gemara is that, being that they're a mitzvah, so he's not going to be tarid. Now, it's not exactly, at least to me, it's not clear why, just because these Arba Minim is a mitzvah to hold them, so now all of a sudden, now he's not going to be distracted. L'chayra, even though it's a mitzvah to hold them, l'maisa, he's still going to be distracted. It's still going to take away from his kavana while he's davening. So I saw Rav Eliashiv, he says that, in a chanami, it might take away from his kavana, but at least, what's he going to be thinking about? He's going to be thinking about holding the Arba Minim. And that's a mitzvah. So at least, even if he gets distracted and he thinks about holding the Arba Minim, it's not so terrible, because that's also performing a mitzvah. Still, from the Gemara, it's mashma that, and especially from Rashi also, that it sounds like from the Gemara that being that Arba Minim is a mitzvah to hold them, so it's not the pshat that now we don't care if he gets distracted. It sounds like from the Gemara that being that Arba Minim is a mitzvah to hold them, so now he won't be distracted. So that's difficult to understand why, just because there's a mitzvah to hold Arba Minim, so now that's going to make it that now he's not going to be distracted. But that's what the Gemara says. So there's no problem to hold the Arba Minim while davening, because that is a mitzvah, and therefore if a light tarid behu, it's not going to distract him. Says the Gemara a few more lines. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Lazar ben Saduk Eimer, that kach haya min hagan shel anche Yerushalayim. The following was the minhag of the people in Yerushalayim. Adam yaitse mi beisai, v'lulavi biyadei. A person left his house in the morning, and he was holding his lulav. Haylech lebeis hakenesses, lulavi biyadei. He started walking to shul. He was holding his lulav. Kairi kriya shema umispalel. He would read kriya shema, and he would daven shmon esrei. He would still keep holding on to his Arba Minim. The whole day he was holding on to them. Kairi Batayra, he would read from the Torah of Anoiseas Kappa Verduchen. So by these things he needs to let go of the Arba Minim. When he's reading from the Torah, he has to have his hands free to roll the Torah. And when he's duchening, so Avada, he has to hold out his arms, he's not going to be able to hold the Arba Minim. So by these activities, Manichu al Gabe Karka, he would put the Arba Minim on the ground. And then after, when he finished, he would pick it up again. He would go perform Bikr Chaylim, Ulanachim Avelim, or to perform Nicham Avelim. Lulav Abiyada, he would hold his Arba Minim. Nichnas Abeis HaMedrash, however, when he would go into the Beis Medrash, so in the Beis Medrash, while he's learning, Avada is going to be distracted, he's going to get into the Sugya, and he's going to end up dropping his Arba Minim, so he couldn't be holding on to the Arba Minim. So Meshagir Lulav Abiyad Binoi, Ubiyad Avdai. So then he would get his son or his Evet to take his Arba Minim, Ubiyat Shluchai, or some other Shliach, to hold on to his Arba Minim. Here, he doesn't just put it onto the ground. I saw in the Chazon Yecheskel, Chatzkel Bramsky, he says on the Tesefta, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, so he explains that why doesn't he just put it on the ground like he did by Kriyas HaTorah and by Nesias Kapayim, by Berchas Kayanim, when he goes into the Beis Medrash also, just put it onto the ground. So says the Chazon Yecheskel that no, over here, being that he's going to be in the Beis Medrash for a long time, so that would already be a bizayon to keep it on the ground for a long time. By Kriyas HaTorah, by Birkas Kayanim, where it's not so long, so he could leave it on the ground until he's finished. But now he's walking into the Beis Medrash to learn, to spend a whole first Seder, a second Seder in there. So therefore, that would already be a long period of time. That wasn't nice, so instead he gave it to someone to hold on to while he was in there. Now, says the Gemara, my kamash malon, what's the purpose of this braisa? Why are we mentioning this, that they would hold on to the lulav the whole day? It's coming to show us how much love they had for mitzvahs, how zaras they were in mitzvahs, that they wanted to hold on to the arba minim the entire day.